The Affordable Care Act proposes an increase in federal funding to help states expand Medicaid coverage. But if a state does not comply with the Act's new coverage requirements, it would lose all of its federal Medicaid funds. The Supreme Court characterized that as coercion and ruled that the government could not cut off all funds if a state chooses not to expand Medicaid. It could only withhold federal payments related to the expansion. New York Congressman Bill Owens.
What that really means is the federal government can't take away dollars that are already allocated to the states. What they can cease doing is making additional payments for compliance with the law. What this really goes to is whether or not a state elects to expand its Medicaid coverage to pull in those people who qualify for that new type of coverage. What it may do for those states who elect not to follow the law, let me point out that New York is well ahead of the curve on this. It could create a scenario in which we have people who are not being provided health care benefits. That may be something we're going to have to go back and take a look at and make sure that those who are qualified for Medicaid do, in fact, have that coverage.
National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare President and CEO Max Richman is pleased with the overall decision, but is concerned about the Medicaid restrictions.
If you're a Medicare beneficiary, what this law means is you will get more and you will pay less for it. And we were so concerned that those benefits would evaporate if the court overturned the law. We are concerned about the Medicaid restrictions that the court addressed.
National Senior Citizens Law Center Executive Director Paul Nathanson says more analysis is needed to understand how the decision will affect the Medicaid program.
In the near term, we hope that states will take up the expansion. It provides a tremendous benefit to a lot of their citizens. And it's a very good deal for the states in terms of how the federal government is going to cover the cost. To the extent that there are states who do not pick up the Medicaid expansion, what happened, we're not exactly sure of all the ramifications, make it more difficult for the federal government to perhaps enforce that. But I think we're going to have to work to make sure that the expansion that low-income people need is provided and that we don't forget about the poorest of the poor in terms of their health care.
The Vermont Workers' Center spearheads the Healthcare is a Human Right campaign. President Peg Franzen says the court decision reinforces their conclusion that the healthcare system is broken.
It's a very complex decision, but we're concerned a little bit already with what's going to happen to Medicaid, a Medicaid expansion. I don't think it would hurt our state, but we know that many, many people around the country do not have access to healthcare. And people are dying every day because they don't have access to the treatment they need.
The National Federation of Independent Business, 26 states, and some individuals had challenged the Medicaid expansion. Justices Roberts, Breyer, and Kagan concluded that the expansion as written is invalid. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.